Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, we on the Redmen TV got you covered with all the latest news on the big Luis Diaz transfer. So we spoke to LFC correspondent Neil Jones on his insights about this transfer. As you can see below, we got a little code. Tell you more about that after this clip.
I think the deal with Porto is close to being agreed. I don't think it is at this stage. And we're speaking at what, 11 o'clock on Friday morning. We could be talking differently by 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, or 6 o'clock, or 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. But at the moment, it's not agreed. But I think it will be far away, and I don't think there'll be much problem with the player in terms of his personal terms. So, still some hurdles to overcome, and there's not a great deal of time, obviously, given the fact that he's on a different continent at this moment in time. But I think there's still some confidence from Liverpool's perspective that it will get done, and it can get done.
One of the things that I want to quiz you about actually is, obviously, if you go back in your timeline, this to Spurs and their interest and where they got up to, there was differing reports, of course, and there generally sort of is a different time part of timelines. But one of the ones that I read, and I don't know if there's any truth to this, and I'm not expecting you to know if there's any truth to this either, but one of the things is Jorge Mendes was mentioned, obviously, his agent, and there was a bit of a standoff between Tottenham and Jorge Mendes. Now, we've seen potentially Tottenham be usurped twice in a couple of days here. You know, once for Adama Traore, once it looks like right now for Luis Diaz. And just a note of caution here, we are dealing with one of these super agents. Have we had much dealing with a Jorge Mendes in the past? Because I'm terrible for remembering this type of stuff. It's not something that ever really interests me, but have we got a good relationship with him? Do you expect there to be any issues there?
Yeah, no, there definitely is a good relationship with Jorge Mendes. I mean, Fabinho was from his stable, so that is one. Obviously, Fabinho's agent isn't actually, day-to-day agent isn't actually Jorge Mendes, but it's Deco, but it's from that stable. Yeah, Liverpool do have a decent relationship with Mendes, in particular. I mean, we talked about this a little bit on yesterday's show with Julian Ward, obviously, and we were talking about the strategy of the club and what might change or might not change. Well, Julian Ward is very, very good in terms of Portugal-Spain connections. He's fluent Portuguese speaker, big contacts in that part of the world. So it's not a huge surprise that you know, it's a player coming from a Portuguese club league that he's obviously had a lot of, due diligence done on the player. He'll have a lot of contacts, and obviously, so listen, you can never sort of allow for agents. You can never allow for what might and might not happen in a transfer deal. You know, listen, someone said to me this morning on Facebook, said to me, you know, it sounds promising, but you know, we've had players with shirts in the hands that haven't played for Liverpool, you know, in the end. So you don't want to be too excited too early, but I don't think Liverpool will have a sort of a nightmare dealing with the agent in this regards. But as I say, it's just maybe a more of a logistical challenge and just sorting out a payment structure with Porto, which looks to be agreed. It looks like it's going to be about 45 million euros with some add-ons. I'm told that the add-ons are not sort of anything to worry about. You know, it's basically one of those, a little bit like Jota. It's like, well, if those add-ons are met, then everyone wins, will be winning games, and the player will be scoring goals and making big appearances and being nominated for Ballon d'Ors and things like that. So I think it's, it all looks relatively positive at this moment in time.
Yeah, what we're saying here is on the add-ons, it's like, look, you're getting the full whack. Maybe there's a couple of really difficult ones that might be linked to Champions League wins or league wins or something. But generally speaking, you're getting close to the full whack. Both clubs know this. We're kicking that little bit down the curb for you. One of the things I want to talk about is how this links in with Taki Minamino and Divock Origi. Neil, does it link in with it at all? Is it just coincidence, you think, that those two have started to be rumoured to be maybe on the way out over the next couple of days? Or is this just Liverpool being really opportunistic, a guy that they want anyway? We're not worried about Minamino and Origi having to be moved on.
Yeah, I don't think Liverpool are worried about those two. I think the reason those stories have surfaced is because we're getting late in the window, and I think it wasn't beyond the realm of possibility that clubs would start looking, you know, and you look at the clubs that are looking around those players, Leeds, for example, with Minamino, Newcastle with Origi, that's just in England. They're in positions where they're trying to get people through the door. Andy Leeds are, you know, really short of bodies, really short of attackers in particular. Newcastle are trying to get, you know, whoever they can at the moment to try and, you know, give them a chance of staying up. So the later it got in the window, if they hadn't secured deals, then it was always a chance that, you know, offers might arise or interest might be registered. Let's just say it like that. I don't think it's got much further than that at this stage. I think Minamino's situation is clear. You know, I think I said again on yesterday's show, really, it's been a bit of a two fingers to him, hasn't it, the last couple of weeks. You know, he didn't start the second leg against Arsenal. Didn't start the Brentford game, did he, at Anfield either. So when you're talking about Salah and Mane not being there, that was where you would look for Minamino and Origi for different reasons. They've not been there. Origi's been injured. Minamino's just not been selected. So I think that tells you a little bit about the state of play with in particular with Minamino. Origi had a contract in the summer. I don't expect that he'll hit the appearances, especially if Diaz arrives. I don't expect he'll hit the appearances that would trigger an extra year. So that might be one of those that Liverpool just say, well, look, you know, lose him for nothing or take whatever it is, 6-7 million for him in January and bring, you know, we've got someone already coming in. So, yeah, I would say,
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's a good chance that one or both of those would leave at this stage, but I don't think it's sort of dependent, or I don't think everything hinges on whether they do.
Well, that's a good position for us to be in as fans, not needing to do that, and a good position for the club to be in, of course. Let's talk a little bit about the player then, but before we do, I've got a couple of questions from our club legends. I'm sure you've had questions from most of these people before. Jess has asked, for Neil, would you say that Diaz has the finishing ability of a Mane or a Salah? Essentially just asking if you class him as a clinical winger. I'm a bit disappointed you never asked me that one, Jeff. I could have answered that. I've scouted this lad.
Yeah, well, to be honest, it's one of those. I struggle with these kind of things because I can't profess to have seen Luis Diaz play millions and millions of games. You know, I've seen him against Liverpool, obviously in the Champions League, it's the odd game. I think he played Manchester City. There's a great goal he scores.
Great goal! Great goal! You know,
he looks like a clinical winger when he puts that one away. Yeah, he puts that one away like a clinical winger. What you would say from him is he obviously plays where Mane plays. That's you know all his. Pretty much all his goals for Porto, for Colombia, come from that sort of right foot off the left wing position. You know, he seems to have that Thierry Henry sort
yes, of... Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Down to yeah, you know, a lot of his goals appear to be... But I think there's an interesting angle to it, that he seems to score a fair bit from outside the box as well. You know, I've seen a few... One against Rangers sticks out that he absolutely leathers into the top corner, very Coutinho-y sort of type of strike. Or even, you know, if you think back to Salah's against Chelsea, but a mirror version of that, it's a little bit like that. So he looks like he's got firepower in him. He looks like he's got good technique and he gets into good positions. It's in the Portuguese league, obviously, so there's that caveat. I think the Portuguese league might be the sort of, a little bit like the new Dutch league in the 90s or the 2000s when people said, oh, you know, Matthijs Kesman, whoever, Huntelaar and people like that, they score lots of goals, but it's a step up. But he looks like he gets in good positions. He looks like he's got good technique. I've seen a few people tweeting about him who know more about him than me, saying, you know, he's got a real good work ethic. Some saying that, you know, there are times when he can overcomplicate it and lose the ball and he'll have to develop that. But I think that's what Liverpool are looking for, really. They're looking for those raw edges that they can smooth off. You know, Jota's a little bit like that now, isn't he? You know, I've seen Jota cough up possession plenty of times, but I think the positives outweigh the negatives. With him, yeah, I think Liverpool will hope that, you know, he can have something like the same kind of impact.
I think for me, you know, what you want is someone who's malleable, isn't it? You want them to have every sort of skill set possible, and you want to create the player because Liverpool want to coach them into being the right player. If he was the finished article, he wouldn't be available now for 37.5 million plus add-ons. It'd be 90 million or 100 million. You've got to give yourself room to grow as a football club. We know what FSG's model is, don't we, Neil? They're not going to go out, as it looks like, and buy £150 million ready-made world-class players. So this is getting a guy in a really good age, just turned 25 years old, under what they perceive as market value for him, and developing him into a world-class talent. He's got the skill set. It looks like he's got the drive, the determination. He's got that little bit of something else, that little bit of devil in him as well. You see that bravery, you see that cockiness when he's driving with the ball at his feet. These are all things that Liverpool want, which leads me on to the next sort of question then. What does it mean for Sadio Mane, if at all anything? Because last season we saw Liverpool fall short on centre-backs and overcompensate this season on centre-backs. This season, you could argue that we've fallen short on strikers. Are we going to overcompensate or is Mane going to get moved on? Tough question. Now's maybe not the day, yeah. Neil. I'm going to ask you to answer it.
No, it is a tough question. And the answer is I don't know. I mean, I can riff on it and speculate like we all can, really, but... He's the one who looks over his shoulder at this signing 100%. You know, you look and you say, well, Luis Diaz is coming in. I'm sure he can play down the right. I'm sure he can play centrally, but he looks to me like he's a left-sided player, a right-footed left-sided player who wants to play there in the front three. Does so for his club, has done so in the Champions League, done so at international level. So if you're the fella who plays in that position, then yeah, you are going to look, especially in Mane's case, if A, your form hasn't been incredible, which, you know, it hasn't been. I wouldn't say it's been poor, but it's not been the level of you know, Mo Salah.
Or Mane in previous years,
in previous seasons. Yeah. And also, yeah. And then you're looking at his contract situation as well, Mane. You know, he's into the last 18 months, and it feels like that, you know, we keep having to remind people that sometimes because all the talk is Salah. Mane's in the same position. So if you're thinking about a new contract and your pitch for a new contract, you know, you've lost one bargaining chip, haven't you? You know, in that sense of well, who are you going to play instead of me? we're going to play this guy, you know, the 60 million fella. So that all ties in. So I think it does cast a lot of doubt over Mane's future, whether it's this summer or beyond, I don't know. But I think I won't be surprised at all if in the coming weeks, let's assume Diaz gets done, by the way, we need to keep caveating that, but let's assume Diaz does get done. I think in the coming weeks, I think we will start to see maybe some clubs linked with Sadio Mane for the summer move.
I think that just makes perfect sense, to be honest. As you say, you are deducing this, of course, but, you know, 5-3 doesn't really go right now, does it? And as you mentioned, Sadio's the one who's not performing at the level of the others.
Yes, so we hope you enjoyed this little clip. For even more content on this great transfer and more, we got you covered on our exclusive streaming service, Redman Plus. So sign up for this one. We got you covered with all the great news. And as a little special, use the code DS to get 1 free month of Redman Plus content. I promise you, it's worth it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.